Well? Chiron asked me. I slumped into a chair at the pinochle table. She said I would retrieve what was stolen. Grover sat forward, chewing excitedly on the remains of a Diet Coke can. That's great. What did the Oracle say exactly? Chiron pressed. This is important. My ears were still tingling from the reptilian voice. She said I would go west and face a god who had turned. I would retrieve what was stolen and see it safe returned. I knew it, Grover said. Chiron didn't look satisfied. Anything else? I didn't want to tell him. What friend would betray me? I didn't have that many. And the last line? I would fail to save what mattered most? What kind of oracle would send me on a quest and tell me, oh, by the way, you'll fail? How could I confess that? No, I said. That's about it. He studied my face. Very well, Percy. But know this. The Oracle's words often have double meanings. Don't dwell on them too much. The truth is not always clear until events come to pass. Got the feeling he knew I was holding back something bad, and he was trying to make me feel better. Okay, I said, anxious to change topics. So where do I go? Who's this god in the West? Ah, think, Percy, Chiron said. If Zeus and Poseidon weaken each other in a war, who stands to gain? Somebody else who wants to take over, I guess? Yes, quite. Someone who harbors a grudge, who has been unhappy with his lot since the world was divided eons ago, whose kingdom would grow powerful with the deaths of millions. Someone who hates his brothers for forcing him into an oath to have no more children, an oath which both of them have now broken. I thought about my dreams, the evil voice that had spoken from under the ground. Hades. Chiron nodded. The Lord of the Dead is the only possibility. A scrap of aluminum dribbled out of Grover's mouth. Whoa, wait, what? A fury came after Percy, Chiron reminded him. She watched the young man until she was sure of his identity, then tried to kill him. Furies obey only one lord, Hades. Yes, but Hades hates all heroes, Grover protested. Especially if he has found out Percy is a son of Poseidon. A hellhound got into the forest, Chiron continued. Those can only be summoned from the fields of punishment, and it had to be summoned by someone within the camp. Hades must have a spy here. He must suspect Poseidon will try to use Percy to clear his name. Hades would very much like to kill this young half-blood before he can take on the quest. Great, I muttered. That's two major gods who want to kill me. But a quest to... Grover swallowed. I mean, couldn't the Master Bolt be in some place like Maine? Maine's very nice this time of year. Hades sent a minion to steal the Master Bolt, Chiron insisted. He hid it in the underworld, knowing full well that Zeus would blame Poseidon. I don't pretend to understand the Lord of the Dead's motives perfectly, or why he chose this time to start a war, but one thing is certain. Percy must go to the underworld, find the Master Bolt, and reveal the truth. A strange fire burned in my stomach. The weirdest thing was, it wasn't fear. It was anticipation, the desire for revenge. Hades had tried to kill me 3 times so far with the Fury, the Minotaur, and the Hellhound. It was his fault my mother had disappeared in a flash of light. Now he was trying to frame me and my dad for a theft we didn't commit. I was ready to take him on. Besides, if my mother was in the underworld... Whoa, boy, said the small part of my brain that was still sane. You're a kid. Hades is a god. Grover was trembling. He'd started eating pinochle cards like potato chips. The poor guy needed to complete a quest with me so he can get his searcher's license, whatever that was. But how could I ask him to do this quest, especially when the Oracle said I was destined to fail? This was suicide. Look, if we know it's Hades, I told Chiron, why can't we just tell the other gods? Zeus or Poseidon could go down to the underworld and bust some heads. Suspecting and knowing are not the same, Chiron said. Besides, even if the other gods suspect Hades, and I imagine Poseidon does, they couldn't retrieve the bolt themselves. Gods cannot cross each other's territories except by invitation. That is another ancient rule. Heroes, on the other hand, have certain privileges. They can go anywhere, challenge anyone, as long as they're bold enough and strong enough to do it. No god can be held responsible for a hero's actions. Why do you think the gods always operate through humans? You're saying I'm being used? I'm saying it's no accident Poseidon has claimed you now. It's a very risky gamble, but he's in a desperate situation. He needs you. My dad needs me. Emotions rolled around inside me like bits of glass in a kaleidoscope. I didn't know whether to feel resentful or grateful or happy or angry. Poseidon had ignored me for 12 years. Now suddenly he needed me? I looked at Chiron. You've known I was Poseidon's son all along, haven't you? I've had my suspicions. As I said, I've spoken to the Oracle too. I got the feeling there was a lot he wasn't telling me about his prophecy, but I decided I couldn't worry about that right now. After all, I was holding back information too. So let me get this straight, I said. I'm supposed to go to the underworld and confront the Lord of the Dead? Check, Chiron said. Find the most powerful weapon in the universe? Check. And get it back to Olympus before the summer solstice in 10 days? That's about right. I looked at Grover, who gulped down the Ace of Hearts. Did I mention that Maine is very nice this time of year? He asked weakly. You don't have to go, I told him. I can't ask that of you. Oh, he shifted his hooves. No, it's just that satyrs and underground places, well... He took a deep breath, then stood, brushing the shredded cards and aluminum bits off his t-shirt. You saved my life, Percy. If you're serious about wanting me along, I won't let you down.